Is freedom just another word for nothing left to lose? You're listening to Lo-Fi Poli-Sci. Lo-Fi Poli-Sci, how we doing out there? Dr. P right here, talking our famous question, what's going on in the world today? And if you're out there hearing our voice and connect to us, people, Instagram, YouTube, LinkedIn, all over the place. And we're coming off of some exhausting weeks after our amazing Lo-Fi Live show just a week ago. And shout outs to all those amazing people who helped put it on. DJ Naomi and DJ Kiara. And out to Lauren, Brett, Madison, Joshua, Cade, Carson, Morgana, Darian, LJ, Jeff, Allison, Joseph, Josh, Anthony, Antonisa, Gloria. To UNO SGA for providing the catering spread and them munchies, they were so good. And to all you lo-fi listeners out there who came out to show your love. And the love was most certainly felt. You know, after 4 years and 5 live shows, I'm really looking forward to see what's next and what next season brings. And what newness the next live show holds. Thank you all for a beautiful evening. With all you beautiful people, much love. Now it's almost like we need a whole new intro into the show, right? Right? But nah. Let's dig into it. You know, yesterday we took the day off, so today we're coming back with an oldies but goodies. You ready? Are you ready?
We are.
Lo-Fi Poli-Sci. Lo-Fi Poli-Sci, how we doing out there? We got a little Tuesday's Top 10 coming back at you. Every Tuesday, we look at global indicators and surveys to bring you the hottest country list across the world. We do less like the biggest country, the smallest countries, richest countries, happiest countries, and more. And worry, lo-fi listeners, before we jump into each of the lists, we go over what each category means so you know what we're talking about. And for today's Top 10 list, perhaps a bit of a controversy list, a question mark. You know, Freedom House's Freedom in the World Report 2024. The freest countries in the world, 2023. So Freedom House is a U.S.-based organization that started during World War II with the mission to protect freedom. And since, you know, World War II, things were going on bad. But since the 1970s, it's done this partially by doing what they call Freedom in the World Reports, where, just like the title suggests, they talk about every country in the world and how free they are and how freedom is going more generally across the planet. So they score each country and more. Right now they're doing 215 countries and territories in total. They score them from 0 to 100, 0 being the least free, 100 being the most free. And they ask 25 questions to each country and score each question between 0 to 4 points. Hence, a total maximum score of 4 times 25 equals 100. Thus, a 0 to 100 rating or ranking system. And for today, we're doing the 10 freest countries in the world during 2023, meaning the countries with the scores closest to 100. And let's get it. Enough of the nerd talk, right? Let's go to the list. And coming in at number 10. It's a 6-way tie for number 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, and 5. We got San Marino, Netherlands, Luxembourg, Ireland, Denmark, and Canada, all with a 97 out of 100 scores. Mm-hmm. And coming in at number 4, Norway, with a 98 out of 100. And coming in and tied for number 3 and number 2, Sweden and New Zealand. With 99 out of 100. Say, almost there. And coming in at number 1, a 10 count to see if you can guess. A silent 10 count to give you some time to think on your own. But this is the only country that gets a 100 out of 100. What country is it? Go. Number 1, the freest country in the world in 2023, according to Freedom House's Freedom in the World Report 2024, is Finland, with a 100 out of 100. And there you have it. The 10 freest countries in the world. San Marino, Netherlands, Luxembourg, Ireland, Denmark, Canada, Norway, Sweden, New Zealand, and Finland. 8 in Europe, 1 in South Pacific, 1 in North America. None in Asia. None in the Middle East. None in Africa. None in Latin America. Surprise, surprise. I mean, what is freedom if not just another word for nothing left to lose? ? I mean, who decides what freedom is and is not? And who's right and who's wrong about the freest countries in the world, or even the least free countries in the world? And what I mean to say is, does this list even really matter? Who cares what countries are the freest in the world? And who cares what countries are the least free in the world? Who cares about any country in the world? Oh, did I almost get you with that last one? Did you almost say you don't care about any country in the world? Because you see, that's what this list is really about. It's about caring about all the countries in the world. But even more than that, it's about caring about all the people in this world, and identifying and realizing the fact that us 8 billion people who live on this one planet, we live in very different places on this planet. Some live in free places where you can do almost anything, and other people live in places where you can't do anything. Look, there's no perfect definition about what is free or not free. But this list is important because it starts a conversation focusing on all of us out there, all 8 billion of us. It starts a conversation that when we say something like, I believe in equality of my people, of all people, that statement doesn't end at some arbitrarily drawn border of a country. Our convictions and our beliefs go beyond imaginary lines drawn by people we don't know. When I say I love my people, all my people, I mean everyone. And when I say I believe my people are all equal and should be all equal, I mean all my people. What do you mean when you say it? Love you, Lo-Fi. And this is just a snap of what's going on in the world today. Lo-Fi Poli-Sci is more than just me. It's the we that we be. Pickering, signing off.